Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A tradition that some say goes back to the Great Chicago Fire of 1871 is coming to an end. The Chicago Fire Department officials say firehouse dogs will no longer be permitted. The story this morning from WBBM, Steve Miller.
They've been great for morale. In many cases, the kids take to them and come by and visit.
Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford.
It's sort of like our version of the police horses of the mounted unit. People love the dogs.
But Langford says a few days ago, the firehouse dog at a West Englewood station attacked and killed a smaller dog that was being walked outside an open door of the firehouse. And so the acting fire commissioner has ordered that all firehouse dogs be removed, despite protests on the social media page CFD Firehouse Pups. Langford says there will be some hurt feelings.
We cannot endanger the people around the firehouse and their animals.
Langford expects firefighters will care for the firehouse dogs in their homes. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The IHSA says some high school athletes now go maskless when playing.
The Illinois High School Association Board of Directors has decided athletes who take part in what are considered low-risk sports for spreading COVID-19 may keep their masks off when they're actually playing. When they're on the bench or not competing, they're still required to wear face masks. Those low-risk sports are baseball, softball, tennis, track and field, and bass fishing. Meanwhile, the state public health department is now suggesting that athletes in high-risk sports be tested for COVID-19. Those include football, wrestling, and boys lacrosse. The state will provide money for that testing. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
It's 7:12. The doctors say the toddler shot in the head last week on Lakeshore Drive is making slow but steady progress.
Dr. Marcello Melicotti of Lurie Children's Hospital says Caden Swan remains in critical condition but can move his arms and legs. In a statement, he says they are hopeful they will be able to remove the ventilator at some point in the future. Caden was removed from a medically induced coma on Saturday but is still on a ventilator. A bullet struck the baby April 6th as he rode in a car on Lakeshore Drive after what police say was a road rage dispute turned violent. 43-year-old Joshua Brown, who was driving in the car the boy was riding in, is charged with possessing a weapon without a state ID, but not with the shooting.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 parts.